Well, there is a requirement under legislation, Greg, that we undergo a public consultation process to get the feedback from all of the relevant stakeholders, both those to whom the charge might apply and also in respect of those to whom the services that the charges pay for might have a view on as well. There are consequences, obviously. There are three options open to the members of the council at the September council meeting when they'll make a final decision on this. One is that the charge stay as it is, at the current rate as was applied in 2016. Another is that the charge could be reduced. The implication of that is where the charge to be reduced, then the level of income available to the council to provide services will be reduced, and hence the likelihood of a reduction in services. Or alternatively, the final option would be for the charge to be increased, given a buoyancy to the council in relation to its income and also the prospect then of increasing levels of services. So we really want to get the feedback from the members of the public at this point in time to see what their thoughts are on it, and we'll feed that into a report then that will be brought to the council for their consideration at the September council meeting.
Give us an example of some of the services the LPT goes towards.
Well, pretty much any of the council services that you see provided on a day-to-day basis. The local property tax is a contributor to the range of services the council provides. So, for example, it could be your local fire service, it could be your local library service, it might very well be environmental or park works in your area or town. Anything pretty much that the council does, there is a probable likelihood that the local property tax makes a small contribution towards the cost of running that service.